10 o'clock on the dot. We'll see if she's there.
Hello.
Rhonda.
Hey there.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Hey, good morning.
I hear you. Great. It is Stitch here over at KXA Radio. How are you doing this morning?
Well, I'm standing on a hill at Gray Fox over here in Oak Hill, New York, with my arm up in the air and standing on one leg and hoping that you can hear me.
Oh, my God. That's funny. That's hilarious. Hey, by the way, also happy belated birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.
I saw on Facebook yesterday that you were hanging out with Deborah Allen.
No, she probably just posted a photo from before.
Gotcha. I was wondering about that one.
Everybody posts a photo, like T. Graham posted a bunch of them from there. And
nice.
Yeah, that's what everybody does.
I didn't
see her on my birthday, but I did see a lot of other people, though.
That's fantastic. That is fantastic.
Yeah, it's good.
And
all good.
You know what? I've been literally waiting 3 years for this interview due to COVID, of course.
I know. Can you believe that? I know what you mean.
Yes, absolutely. Looking forward to seeing you and your band, The Rage, at the Darrington Bluegrass Festival. That begins tomorrow, runs all the way through through Sunday, as a matter of fact. So you are a Midwest gal, right?
I am. Missouri, still live there.
I'm a Midwest guy myself, originally from a small town in Iowa as well. So,
Yep.
Got relatives in Missouri as well. And this really all began for you by playing back in the day in your family band, right?
Yeah. Oh, yes. I grew up in a musical family.
That is fantastic.
Takes back 5 generations, and my daughter keeps on the 6th. Now this is the 6th generation playing music, and then hopefully my grandson will end up playing. He'll be the 7th generation of the Vincent family to play.
That is absolutely fantastic. I love hearing that. We have a big musical family. One of my brothers is pretty good mandolin player, too. And my brothers,
oh, nice.
Yeah, I never learned to pick anything at all, but I really respect and love the talent that goes into doing things like that. Now, also, the late, great Jim Ed Brown, he was a pretty important factor in your career early on, right?
I did the show You Can Be a Star, met him there, and he hired me, and I went to work for him 2 weeks later. So.
Wow.
Yep.
I'll pop a top to that one.
Yeah. Yes.
Sure.
Great guy. What a great experience that was.
I'll bet you. Man, and that guy's vocals are always so smooth, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, talented guy. Gone but not forgotten, we say here on the radio station. We're the home of classy country, so unfortunately a lot of that's our deal there. And we've been promoting your show the last couple of weeks or so. I love your cover of George and Tammy's Golden Ring.
Oh, yeah, I have to sing that with Daryl Singletary.
Yes.
That was always fun.
And we actually used that song in the commercial promoting the Bluegrass Festival coming up this weekend, too. Just loved it.
Great.
Very nice blending there. And let's talk about the venue you're going to be headlining at here, right in the shadow of White Horse Mountain up in Darrington. Special, huh?
Oh, we love, I'm not sure how many times, if this is my 4th visit maybe or 5th, but we love it. What a beautiful, beautiful setting. And it's just, it's very special. And we always love being there. And so many great friends that we've made over the years.
Yeah, that I've done a lot of stage announcements on that platform there too, and you're looking right up at White Horse Mountain. It's like you can get lost just staring at that thing. It's beautiful.
And I know.
Yeah, we're fortunate to have that kind of beauty here in the Northwest. Now, are you familiar with a band by the name of the Petersons?
Of course.
Oh my God! And they're also from Missouri.
Yes, they are.
Their harmonies are
absolutely. Man, it's going to be Missouri year, huh?
Yeah, there you go. Their harmonies are incredible.
Yes.
And another family band, I just stumbled upon them maybe 2 months or so ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, they're going to be at the festival, or you just discovered them?
I just discovered them, and I knew that they were from Missouri as well, so I had a feeling that you were familiar with them. But, I would love to see them there, too. Yeah, I marvel at that one. Now, I also read somewhere, let me know if this is true or not, that you and your husband won a National Cornbread Festival cook-off.
He didn't, but I was sponsored by Martha White.
Okay.
So I was sponsored by them for 15 years. And so we would go to the National Cornbread Festival in South Pittsburgh, Tennessee. And I got to cook in that. Actually, it wasn't entirely fair. I was there cooking with the lady from the Martha White Test Kitchen.
Okay.
And she would create a new recipe for me each year. So I wasn't on my own there. But now Herb is a great cook. So his specialty is onion rings and cooking and frying crappie that we catch at the lake.
Yeah, crappie. There's a Midwest thing for you right there.
That's right.
Yeah.
You got it.
Did you guys used to own a restaurant in Kirksville?
We did. That's where he got the onion ring recipe.
Okay.
But we owned it for 5 years. He loved it. I hated it.
So. One of my brothers went to college in Kirksville.
Really?
Yep, absolutely, for a couple years.
So did I.
Oh, right on. Well, he'd have you beat age-wise by a solid 10 years or so.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Now, talk to me about your influences growing up in the Midwest there. Obviously, you come from a musical family, and that was a big influence on you, but who are some of the other folks that really influenced you?
I mean, the Osborne Brothers. We listened to the Grand Ole Opry, so the Osborne Brothers and so many others. I mean, anybody from the Grand Ole Opry. Dolly is one of my favorites.
Yep.
As far as bluegrass, it would be the Osbournes and Jimmy Martin. We loved him. And, I mean, we got to know all of those guys, Jim and Jesse and Bill Monroe, and, you know, got to sing with Ralph Stanley. So there's a lot of influences, and we just loved a lot of those, you know, loved them all. And then you got everybody from the Grand Ole Opry, from Dolly to George Jones to, you know, anybody that was on there.
Yeah.
But the Osborne Brothers, that would be the single greatest influence that we had.
You know, when the song Rocky Top came out, I think about almost 2 years older than you. My 62nd birthday is coming up in about a month's time or so. And I swear to God, yeah, when I grew up, when I heard that song Rocky Top, I'm not even joking. I thought it was girls singing because the voices were so high.
Oh, my gosh, that's funny.
That's embarrassing, yeah. But it's the truth. I mean, I can't help it. That's what I thought, but I was I learned as I got older there, of course, there too. So, and what are you flying in?
When? We fly in tomorrow if all goes well. They've already moved our flight once, so it's kind of a mystery to see if we're going to, you know, what flight are we going to get on, and hopefully we get on a flight, you know.
Wow. It's got to happen.
It's a little scary. We're also going to Switzerland in September. They've already changed our flight there twice.
Wow.
So I'm holding my breath that tomorrow the timeline holds.
And, yes.
But you never know. We're flying tomorrow, so that if there is a glitch, we can, you know, if something happens tomorrow, we still have the on Saturday morning that we can still get there.
Gosh, you know, what's it like being back on the road again? I hear what you're saying with all the travel restrictions and things like that and, you know, delays, but it's got to be good to be out on the road again after not being on the road.
Absolutely. It's so fun. I mean, we're usually in the bus, so we don't usually have to worry about flights or anything. So this weekend's a little different for
us. Gotcha.
We drove to New York, and when we're driving over to Chicago, in order to cut, that way we can sleep good all night.
Yeah.
And break up the flying trip. Otherwise, it would have been like going to Europe, like 8 or 10 hours from over here.
Wow.
In New York.
Wow.
So we're going to drive to Chicago as fast as we can get there. And then fly from there to cut this trip in half.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, wish you luck with all the travel, of course, there. And what can folks expect to see from you and your band, The Rage, this coming weekend at Darrington Bluegrass Festival?
Oh, well, we have our latest CD was nominated for a Grammy.
Nice.
And so we're going to be doing a lot of music from that. Mickey has a brand new CD it's not been technically released yet, but we'll have some of those, and he has great songs on that. So we're excited to present some new music, and we just haven't been there for so long.
Yeah.
So it's almost like the music has been refreshed. You know, this is refreshing to get to come there to people we don't get to see. It's like a reunion of friends and
yes.
I even have family that lives up in Washington.
Fantastic.
So I can't think of that town. What is that town? It's a funny name.
Oh, we got a bunch of them up in this town.
Bunch of them.
We sure do.
They can always crack me up. And we went over to visit them when it's my mother who's 79. And, you know, one of her uncles she had two uncles still living. When we went to visit him, the one uncle with Boots was 102 when we were there. And now I think his brother, the remaining brother of my grandmother, my mom's mom, and he still lives up there. And gosh, I've got to remember the name of the city. But we haven't talked to him in a while. But I would have loved to have gotten there. He's probably 3 or 4 hours in the middle of the state. So.
Gotcha. Yeah, this state's got a bunch of funny names there.
Well, come on, give me a couple of them. Let's see which one. Can just hit on that one.
Yeah, like, okay, there's a town called Hump Tulips.
Nope, not that one.
How about Walla Walla?
Walla Walla.
Yeah.
Is that where he lives? I want to say that. No, I don't think that's it. But I've been there.
Issaquah.
I'm going to. Nope. All right. I'll have to ask Mom what it is.
There you go. Well,
it leaves me.
Yeah. Well, also, I want to thank Diana Morgan for hooking you and I up together. She does such.
Oh, yeah. Yes, thank, what, What a great lady. Thank her very much for me.
Absolutely.
She is awesome.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to hope that you travel really, really well and break a leg. And if all goes well, I will see you on Sunday. Saturday, I'm emceeing a different event. And I'm going to try to get it up there as best I can on Sunday morning. So I hope to see you in person and break a leg, travel well. And again, happy belated birthday to the Grammy winner and member of the Grand Ole Opry, Miss Rhonda Vincent.
Thank you so much. I'll see you soon.
I love it. Take care. Travel well.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Bye.